Burning the Book. Jeremiah had been prophesying for 23 years when Jehoiakim became king. Judah was under the control of Egypt, and the king paid them high taxes year after year. God told Jeremiah to go to the temple and tell the people to repent, or the temple would become ruins. After he was done preaching, the priests and the prophets grabbed him, saying, "We're going to kill you. How dare you come and speak these things in the name of the Lord?" The officials of Judah defended Jeremiah, saying, "He has the right to speak in the name of the Lord. Set him free." So they let him go, but told him he couldn't come back to the temple. The Lord told Jeremiah, "Write a book of all the things I've told you about the coming judgment on Judah and Jerusalem." Jeremiah sent for Baruch, his scribe, and dictated to him everything the Lord had said. When they were done, the prophet said, "I'm not allowed to go to the temple, so go there and read this book to the people." Baruch went and read the book in the temple. Officials of the king heard about the book and asked him to read it to them. When he was done, the officials were afraid. They said, "The king needs to hear this. We're taking this book to the king. You and Jeremiah hide and don't tell anyone where you've gone." They took the book to King Jehoiakim, and he allowed it to be read to him. Because it was winter, he was sitting in front of a fire. Every time a portion of the book was read, he cut that part out and threw it in the fire. His officials asked him not to do this, but he kept doing it anyway, until the entire book was gone. Everyone in the room heard the book, but no one ripped his clothes or was afraid. Jehoiakim then gave the order to imprison Jeremiah and his scribe, but God protected them. The Lord said to Jeremiah, "Write another book, just like the one that was burned. Also, give this message to King Jehoiakim. You burned the book because you didn't want anyone talking about how Babylon will destroy Jerusalem. Here's what will happen to you. Your dead body won't be buried, but will rot in the open sun. Also, the throne of David will be taken away from your descendants." Jeremiah dictated the book once more, and Baruch wrote it down. As time went by, he added more to it. Jeremiah told the people of Judah, "Babylon will come and destroy this city and take you into captivity. You'll be there for 70 years. After that, God will bring your children back to this land." God sent a special message to Baruch. "You're concerned about what will happen to you. You bear the burden of being a scribe for God's prophet. Don't worry. I'll spare your life when I destroy this city. I'll be with you wherever you go."